This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, all you have to do is give a holler. And you don't have to worry about whether or not it fits in with whatever it is that we're talking about, because the program is really pretty free form, and there are things that I'll put up on Facebook, or there are topics that sort of occur to me. As I said, I had a friend of mine who called me last night and said, okay, the honeymoon period is over, we've been married a year, and how do we talk about money? And I said, well, you know, he said, have you written any books that have to do with it? And I said, not specifically, but the way that you approach, first of all, most straight couples know that you talk about money before you get married, not after. You talk about what the expectations are, how you're going to pay bills, what happens if one of you loses your job, what happens if one of you gets an increase in salary. I mean, you talk about those kinds of things. And I said, part of it is that women have been taught to think about marriage from, I mean, we were all doing Bride Barbie when we were 5 or 6 years old and playing dress up. And for guys, they're focused on other things. And so when you have a man and a woman, at least one of them is very likely thought about the issues about relationships, and not to mention that women have been bred for thousands of years to be relatively docile. We're not quite as docile as we used to be, but at least we're aware that we're used to dealing with male egos to a certain extent. We dealt with our dads, and we watched our mom deal with our dads, which is not to say that gay guys grew up in a bubble, but both of them are men. And therefore, a lot of the issues that apply to men, like not wanting to lose face, not having as much comfort talking about issues, feeling like that emotions are the enemy, that just about getting things done, you know, just get her done, are that both of them embody those situations, those sort of preordained notions. And so the sex part is easy, the love part is easy. The living together part, especially if both of them work, and if one or both of them travel, that you know, you're not around each other that much, and the makeup sex is great. But then what happens, and part of it is that I think gay men are just as careless about setting things up wrong at the beginning as are straight people, especially straight men. I told the story before of a guy who, a friend of mine, who took a woman on a first date to the Metropolitan Opera, which is, those tickets are $250 a pop, in a limo, I don't even want to think about it, into a fancy restaurant. So I said, what are you going to do for a second date? Buy her a small country? I mean, you don't want to set things up like that, because presumably, as you care more about somebody, you want to do more for them, not less. And with gay guys, they quite often just haven't thought about it in the same way. And the fight for marriage equality took a lot of time and a lot of effort, and justifiably so, but that a wedding is to a marriage like a what, like the starter's gun is to a marathon. You know, there obviously is some vague connection, but not much. And we're not, marriage isn't a sprint, you know, it's a marathon. Even if you don't last forever on it, it's still a marathon. So different ways of thinking about things. So those are kind of abstract thoughts. So if there's a specific issue, you need to give me a call. All right. 855-993-7569. All right. So we're going to talk about miscarriages of justice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We had that. One of the stories was a guy, DNA, I think has unlocked a whole lot of people who were on death row, who turned out not to be implicated. Those things scared. There was a whole story called, Exonerated, a whole play. In fact, I had Richard Dreyfuss on my program years ago, because when I first saw that, Bob Balaban was the producer of it, or the director, And I went up to him afterwards and I said, we have to do a program on this. And we did a whole, we did 3 hours with them. We just didn't take any phone calls. We just did, and they were reading transcripts for the play. I mean, it was an extraordinary kind of thing, and it was certainly a different kind of program than I've done. It's sort of, if anything, was probably the grandparent to It's Broken, Let's Fix It. But the idea, these were actual transcripts of people who were on death row, who were exonerated because of eyewitnesses who changed their testimony, or largely DNA, which are really scary. All right, so let's talk about, do you have any miscarriages that you can think of off the top of your head, Jacob?
No, not really. Not off the top of my head.
So one of my major issues is the difference in legal penalties for using crack and using cocaine, because they're chemically exactly the same.
Yeah,
but they're used
silly.
By different sort of socioeconomic segments, and the prison sentences reflect that, which is scandalous and a miscarriage. I mean, it's not okay. I would probably argue that the entire war on drugs is a miscarriage of, not so much justice, because I'm not sure, maybe it is a miscarriage of justice, because it doesn't have much to do with justice. It just has to do with a very Victorian version of how we should run our lives. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the Brits have gotten a much more sensible way of dealing with drugs, which is legalize them, tax them, and make it easy for people to get clean needles. So people, the crime motive goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll go with you on that one, actually. I feel pretty strongly about that one.
All right, let's see what other people have said about miscarriages of justice.
Yeah, Kate says O.J. Simpson.
Could you be more specific about that? Do you know, it's really one of those interesting, there's a Tribeca Film Festival starts, I think, next week. Well, actually, there have been some pre-festival stuff, so I've been up to my eyeballs in movies. But there's something called, I think it's called O.J. versus the U.S. Let's see if I can find and there's actually a movie that's almost 8 hours. I think it may be an HBO special, and maybe that's how they're doing it. But I'm devoting an entire Saturday to go sing. And this is the one, I think, with Cuba Gooding Jr. and John Travolta and David Schwimmer and Sarah Paulson. And it's supposed to be terrific, but it's one of those things that if you looked at the time, that 75% of the American public think that he was guilty. 70% of African Americans thought he was not guilty.
Wow.
Think about that for a moment. I mean, there's, as in terms of a cultural racial divide, it's hard to find something that was more polarizing than that particular event.
Yeah, that's something.
I mean, I didn't realize the statistics were... I knew that the African-American community thought somewhat differently about it than the white community, but I didn't realize it was essentially mirror images. That the same number of African-Americans thought that he was not guilty as Americans thought was guilty. So I will see this. It's an interesting phenomenon. He's in jail right now.
Yeah,
for breaking, I think, for burglary.
Yeah.
I think an assault or something.
Huh.
It's still reverberating in the society.
Related to that, I just watched that movie Concussion, and I've heard some people theorize that O.J. has that CTE or whatever.
Mm.
I don't know if they've ever checked for it. But
chronic traumatic, yeah, brain injury. Yeah, certainly. It never occurred to me that those two were sort of related, but certainly possible, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because one of the symptoms is rage.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right, we come back. More miscarriages of justice. What's on your mind? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Lynn.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
When is sex, or lack thereof, a deal breaker in a marriage?
I guess it depends why there's no sex.
Well, he is not interested.
How long have you been married?
17 years.
How old are you?
40.
How old is he?
47.
When's the last time you had sex?
I can't even remember.
Well, has it been the last year?
Yeah.
Okay, so was it the last 6 months?
Sorry?
Was it in the last 6 months?
No.
Okay. Why, but in the time before that, in the year before that, how often did you have sex?
We've been working on this issue for about a good 10 years or more.
Okay. Tell me, all right, do you have children together?
Yeah.
Ages?
10 and 9.
Any surprise pregnancies?
No, not at all.
Okay. Does he have a job?
Yeah.
Do you have a job?
He's a perfect provider. He's a perfect father. He's a wonderful friend, and I actually quite love him. But he's not interested in sex, period. He's just flat out not interested.
And never has been?
He was, you know, for the first 5 or 6 years, and he wasn't all. I mean, he was never terribly interested, and then it just sort of fizzled out.
Okay.
And,
so how long did you know?
He's always asking me that question. Why are you making this a deal breaker when everything else is good? And I agree. Everything else is pretty good.
Well, what do you respond to it?
I want him. Like, I want that part.
Do you have, I mean, for example, do you sleep in the same bed?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you rolled over and started kissing him, what would happen?
Yeah. He's tired, or, you know, he's not interested, and actually I haven't done that in 2 years because I'm always rejected, so I don't feel like it anymore.
But it sounds like he really loves you. It sounds like he doesn't want the marriage.
Oh, yeah, I love him, but I...
All right, then I think the deal is, listen... I would, for the next 6 months, like to try the Lynn plan. The Lynn plan is once a week, you pick the day, and the two of us will be sexual with each other.
When he's not responding?
Well, but, I mean, has he ever had a problem with impotence?
No.
Okay. Well, so do you know how to turn him on?
I think I do, but it doesn't work. Like, he's not interested. Like, even after he gets an erection, you know.
But Lynn, I get it.
So,
do you think your husband's straight?
Yes.
Okay. Then what I would... Are you willing to leave him over this?
I don't know that yet.
But you're thinking about it. This is a... Because, look, the deal, it sounds to me, is twofold. It's not only that you're 40 years old and there's no sex, which is troublesome, but it's that he's unwilling to do anything about it. And I think in the long run, it's kind of like if you weren't interested in sex and it was a deal breaker for him. I think the deal is that a relationship works well if both people accommodate one another. It's not perfect. They're not going to have the same sexuality. They're not going to have the same interest in music or Chinese food or exercise. But they accommodate one another because in the long run, both of them are getting more than they're giving up. And I think that's the sort of human equation on any relationship.
So and I should ask to tell you, though, that he does accommodate me when I request it.
What does that mean? Oral sex?
No, but other stuff. But it's never, like, intercourse.
Well, but he has erections.
Yeah, no, well, sometimes he doesn't. But, yeah, most of the time he does. But he doesn't want to finish it off. Like, it's just, he's not interested in intercourse.
Is he mad at you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, except for the fact that I asked for it.
Well, because that's a withholding behavior.
I know, I agree.
That's saying, look what I've got. Isn't it cute? I could do this if I wanted to. To hell with you, I'm not going to do it. It's an angry behavior. What happened 5 or 6 years ago?
After the children came along, but that's
well,
it.
But that's, you're telling me a 10-year-old and a 9-year-old, so that's not 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, No, but it's always been an issue. It was always been an issue. Now it's just become, a bigger issue.
All right,
but it's always been an issue. Even when we were dating, it was an issue.
All right. So, I mean, the point is it sounds like you have a much more active libido than he does.
Yeah.
Is he overweight?
Sorry? No.
Okay, so he's physically okay. Does he exercise?
Yeah.
All right, what I would do is say to him, look, can we try for a month? Can we try, let's say for 2 weeks, can we try, and you tell me what you like, that we can go dancing, I will make you chili, we can take showers together, I'll go bowling, you tell me what you like. Do you guys have dates?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
How often?
About once a month.
Okay, here's what I want. I want you to say to him, I want to have dates once a week, we'll go to places you want to go to. and I want us to have some kind of physical intimacy once a week. The first 2 weeks you choose, the next 2 weeks I'll choose. And see where you get, because it sounds to me something else is going on here. He's not compromised physically. The two of you like each other. It's on some level, I don't know what's going on with him, but, I mean, if I had to guess, I would guess that it was an issue of impotence, but you're telling me that that's not the issue, so...
No, because we've also, at one point, I mean, he could use Viagra if he really felt like it. If he had impotence, he could do that, but he doesn't... He's not interested, and he's actually flat out said, you know, if you think this is a deal breaker, you need to make a decision.
Well, but I think that it's his intransigence that's the problem as much as anything
else.
Yeah,
I agree, but there's no getting over it.
But what if he said to him, look, I talked to Dr. Brown about it, and she had this suggestion. Number one, that we should have weekly dates. I mean, and you're telling me the two of you really like each other, so that shouldn't be much of a hardship. And to have some kind of sexual involvement for one night a week for 4 weeks and see how it feels. And then, I mean, you can have him call me and say, and if he says no, then you know where you are. And then I think you're right. You have to make a deal is, you know, and what you may want to do is separate, although I don't know if it's going to feel very good to have even think about having sex with, I mean, but maybe you separate and decide whether you miss him enough. But at this moment, I think you've got nothing to lose by saying to him, here's the deal. This is what Brown suggested. Let's do this for a month. And then either we've kind of reconstituted this, and the weekly dates are as important as the sex. So either the things are in better shape, or I think the two of you separate, and you sort of see if you miss him enough to, you know, to give up sex, or maybe he misses you enough to think about sex. All right?
Yep.
All right, give it a try. See what
you got.
All righty?
Yeah, if you've done the same, you hear me, it's been one of the kind of repeated patterns today. Nagging has never worked. So just doing the same thing over and over again, if it's not worked the first 15 times, it's not going to work the 16th time either. But sex is one of those interesting things that, and to a certain extent, I mean, the fact is that the seeds of this problem were more than 15 years ago when they were dating. So what we need to do, you know, I guess this falls into the category of paying attention and figuring out what you want in a marriage. And while I agree that any marriage is a compromise, you have to make sure you're not compromising on the really important stuff. I mentioned, it was yesterday when I talked about the play Straight, which was, it's really a revelatory play as far as I'm concerned, in that it's got a perfectly nice guy who genuinely loves this woman and is finally, because he's successful and at a point where she's saying let's move in, sort of indulging in his willingness to and his sense that he really wants to have sex with a man. That's a complicated issue, but it's something that individuals have to be responsible for. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you.
Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business. Free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that, to be helpful at all times, under any circumstances. You know, I really do help little old ladies cross the street, even though I may fit into the category of little old lady soon, if not immediately, at least soon. It's, you know, I'm always tempted when I give somebody my seat, whether I'm older or younger than I am, but I'm just, I'm sort of becoming my great-grandmother who would go up to people. At one point, my grandmother decided that my great-grandmother, it was time for her to look for senior housing, and so, and she was tough. And so she would go up to these people and say, "You poor old thing, how old are you?" And they'd say, "Oh, I'm 81. And she said, "Well, I'm 96. And she would actually add on years. So I figured that she's my role model. So I'd say, "Okay, you can have my seat. I'm 10 years older than you are. I just don't look it." rude, Joy. All righty. So let's talk about miscarriages of justice other than my giving up my seat.
Yeah. All right, Earl says, "The Dr. Joy Show not being aired on AM 800 in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. It's a loss for this area."
Listen, get in touch with, I just forgot his name, at CKLW, Keith Chinnery. Just call him up and say, hey, listen, we want her back. At one point, I know they changed my time. I think I'm still on. I don't know if that's true or not anymore. But give him a call. Give him a caller. Say, hey, listen, we miss you. I miss you guys, too. You know, you can still listen on, you can go to drjoy.com. And I think, didn't we just have, wasn't I just hearing that there's a phone number that people can call?
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, I'm around. You know, and you can always, you can always download the podcast and listen whenever you want. And that's what a lot of people do. It's getting to be more and more how people are doing stuff. So, I mean, look, I love CKLW and I love Keith and I love you guys. I mean, Canada has been a wonderful place for me. And so I miss you guys too. I miss the phone calls from y'all, but you can still call even if you can't hear the program you can hear the program. You can listen on your computer and you can download the podcast. Alrighty? All right, what else? Miscarriage of Justice, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Amy, let's see here. This is a long one. Personal knowledge of a case where the judge either didn't read all the facts in the case or interpreted them incorrectly and made her decision based on the inaccuracies. When this was pointed out, she refused to review it for reconsideration. When an appeal was filed against her decision, it was sent to a different judge who also refused to review the facts and just upheld the previous judge's decision. Judges don't like when somebody points out a mistake they made, and it's an injustice when another judge goes along with another judge's erroneous decision.
You know what? I'm trying to remember. There is a group that specifically deals with miscarriages of justice. The problem about review is that you either, my understanding, and I am not a lawyer, is that you either have to show that there was procedural error or that some new data has come up. So technically, if the data was there at the beginning and they just ignored it, it still existed. So it becomes, I remember doing a program with some people from the parole board, and what I was astonished by was that they have such limited kind of jurisdiction. So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, and as far as I'm concerned, once you get involved with the legal system, you are in deep doo-doo. I mean, because you just can't, for exactly the kinds of things you're talking about, you're dealing with personalities, whether you're dealing with a judge or a mediator or a jury, and whose idea and interpretation. I mean, it's a real crapshoot. So my whole thing is, when at all possible, stay loose of the, stay away from the legal system if you possibly can, because you just can't, you just can't predict and control what's going to happen. And there are times where I had to testify, and same problem. I mean, you know, it's hugely a problem. Really is a problem. So I'm sympathetic. And if you, I know there was a group called Fathers United for Equal Justice, which specifically dealt with issues of custody that were felt to be prejudice against the man. But there is something. Try judicial review. If you Google judicial review and see what you can find. My guess is there's something. You may be able to bring it to somebody's attention. If nothing else, get a documentarian, get a documentary filmmaker to sort of take it on. And that, remember, that's, there have been a number of documentaries that have reversed kinds of things.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
All right. Oh, my gosh, my internet just crashed.
Oh, no.
Give me one moment.
Would you like me to sing and dance?
Yeah, could you tap?
Which means that you can't really do a an email here either, because it's crashed, right?
Right,
you see if we can get it up, so to speak.
Take one sec.
All right, this was something that this came through on the Hollywood Reporter, and it came through when they were doing a huge kind of thing about Oscar reviews. And the cover of it was, it has big and all these things, and then it says go big. And so here's some of the words that they used, which I just thought was wonderful. Acclaim, accomplishment, ambition, anger, bets, brains, brilliance, cash, casting, catch,
change, characters. Now, all of these words are prefaced by the word big. Comedy, commitment, conversations, crash, creativity, crew, crisis culture, deal directing, drama, dreams, editing, education, emotion, energy, ensemble, enterprise, entertainment, event, excitement, filmmaking, finish, focus, fun, gamble, grab, gut punch. That one, I'd love to know who came up with that one in the middle of the night. Heartbreak, hit, humor, hustle, ideas, immediacy, impact, laughs, leaders, lineup, marvel. You know where that came from. Message, money, move, nerves, news, obsession, odds, opportunity, outrage, outsiders, passion, payoff, performances, plan, players, plot, politics, power, price, profits, promise, reality, reform, responsibility, returns, reveal, reward, risk, rule breaking, rush, scam, scare, scandal, sell, spend, spin, stakes, stairs, story, storytelling, strategy, sweep, team, tears, themes, thinking, time, trade, triumph, truth, undertaking, urgency, vision, warning, and winner. I think that was terrific.
Yeah.
It covered the whole page, and each of those words were prefaced by the word big. I'm trying to figure out if on the left-hand side that there's an acronym, but it's not. Because that just goes acclaim, anger, casting, comedy, creativity, directing, education. But it's kind of fun to
yeah,
sit down.
Cool.
You know, I was trying to figure out a way to kind of use that on the program. I've come up with 26 words that start with A, B, C, D. Mm. But, I mean, you get to the point where where things, you're pressing too hard. I have a mom who's got a 95th birthday coming up, and so one of my brothers decided that we should all do a limerick, which I think is asking for trouble. I think his tend to be a bit tacky. But so you get all sorts of, just to try and make things rhyme or to make the rhythm work, you come up with all sorts of nonsense. But I thought that was kind of fun. How are you? Did you get your internet
back
up?
Yep.
Good. All right. That was my shuck and jive when you got your internet back up.
That was great.
Thank you.
Yep. Barbara says OJ and Casey Anthony trials.
Well, this OJ thing is going to be a big deal again. I mean, it's going to be brought back into people's consciousness. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Tammy, the Supreme Court allowing George Bush to be president.
Boy, that one we're not going to get over anytime soon, are we?
Nope. And then this one, I think we'll have to look it up unless you know it. Antonio says, USCFC civil number 08-387C.
All right, well, that was helpful.
Right.
Hang on to that one, and we'll check it over the break. Because, folks, that's not a terribly useful way of dealing with it. I guess it does make us do our homework. But, all right, I'll tell you what. I'll do it. Go ahead and see what else we've got.
I Googled it, but I can't find anything.
You did Google it and couldn't find it?
Yeah. I see in the United States Court of Federal Claims website thing comes up, but it doesn't.
But not
it just
that
leads me to some huge document. The numbers aren't there, that matching thing.
Well, folks, if you're going to be obscure, at least make sure you check your numbers.
Yeah.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look,
It's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, we've got one more miscarriage of justice. Folks, if you're going to send me, docket numbers, make sure you check them so that we can figure out what you're talking about. Although it really is a much better idea just to tell me what you're talking about.
Right.
That would be a better thing. But what can I tell you? All right. So let's hear another miscarriage, because I know if we don't talk about a miscarriage, then they'll people say, well, you miscarried. The justice. There we go. All right.
Yeah. Alex says, the Wall Street crook's not going to jail.
Well, that's what the Big Short was about.
Oh.
Which everybody should see.
Yeah.
It's really terrific. And it's wildly entertaining as well as being really upsetting.
Yeah. The Enron crook's not going to jail.
Yeah, same problem.
But Martha Stewart is the one they went after and sent to jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a great fan, but I do think that she was absolutely singled out and done unfairly, given the fact of what the ramifications were of her insider trading, which is not legal. I mean, it's not that anything that she did was okay. It wasn't. But on a scale of the impact of what she did as opposed to what the other clowns did, I mean, it's not even comparable.
Mm-hmm.
And they're absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right. So, miscarriage of justice. Yeah. There we go.
Yep.
All right. Let's see. What about an email? So I'm not miscarrying any justice.
Yeah. I have one that's kind of a hot topic right now. So this person, they didn't give us a name, but they said, hi, Dr. Joy. I would like to hear you discuss transgender. My stepdaughter, whom I've known since she was 3 and lived with us from age 5, came out as bisexual in March of 2013 and then transgender in August of 2013. She has asked people to call her by a male name and is taking hormones. We love her and we call her by the name we've always known her as. She knows we love her and understands how we are feeling. She's a great human being and we are proud of her. It's just tough to look at her as male. We didn't have a clue that she felt this way. Her being gay, we had an inkling of because she was president of the Gay Straight Alliance in high school.
That'll give you a clue.
Yeah.
You know.
She'll be 22 next month. Anyways, I'd like to hear you talk about this. I listen to your shows on podcasts. I've been listening since 1989. Smile emoticon.
Well, smile back at you. Okay. First of all, she's not bisexual. If she's transgender. I mean, what she was doing was kind of, I suppose, and in fact, that whole issue of when somebody transitions, which is another topic, and very complicated, and sort of akin in some ways to gay men not being prepared for marriage, of when a couple are together and are sexual with each other. Let's take, for example, lesbians, and then one has a hormonal and a chemical and a surgical transformation. They were lesbians to begin with because they were both women, and now one's a man and one's a woman, can wreak havoc on, as you can imagine, their sex life, as well as everything else, because at that point they were lesbians, there were two women having sex, and now one chooses to have the world to be a man. So that means that it's one man and one woman, which isn't lesbian anymore. So enormously complicated. But let's leave that particular issue for a moment. Let me go back to the issue about name. I have known in my life at least 4 people who were not, this had nothing to do with their sex. They, for various reasons, changed their name. One was a next-door neighbor that I found out quite by accident because he had a party, and I knew him by one name, and half the people at the party knew him by some other name. And I asked him about that, and he said at one point in his life he had been hospitalized for depression, so the people who knew him before that knew him, I'm just going to call him David and Peter. That they knew him as David, and then after that he decided that that was represented the time in his life that he had left behind, so he told people he legally changed his name to Peter. So at the party, half the people called him Peter and half the people called him David. So this had nothing to do with sex. It had to do with feeling he was a different person. I know a number of people who've changed their name because they felt that they didn't like their name, or that it represented a time in their life. I know somebody who felt that they had a slave name, and so they changed their name. And in these particular instances that I'm referring to, none of it had anything to do with sex. It had to do with the fact that they felt they were a different person. Now, my response to at least 2 of them who actually I knew and talked with me about it, I said, you don't change what's in the bottle by changing the label. Didn't work. And in each of those cases, if it's any comfort to you, I referred to them by the name that they chose. So let me tell you, my dear, in this particular case, I know that you love this person, and I know that this is a difficult choice for you, but what I would encourage you to do is to call them by the name that they choose, and to begin thinking of them in the sexual packaging that they are opting for themselves. because that is a statement of love. It's only a statement of love. It's a statement of respect. And for women, for example, who marry several times and so therefore their last name changes, more and more women are keeping their names or hyphenating it. But there is that acknowledgement of a change of status. And that's what your stepdaughter, who is now your stepson, is asking for, is a recognition of a change in status, that I feel that I was born with the wrong genitalia. I was born in the wrong body. And remind yourself that what you love about that person is presumably unchanged. You didn't love them because of their plumbing. You didn't love them because of their wardrobe. You love them because of their heart and their soul and their sense of humor and their intelligence and their loving nature and the fact that you both cry at Kodak commercials. All right, that hasn't changed. But part of the way we acknowledge respect for people is by acknowledging their change in status, even though it may be difficult for us, if that's what they're asking of us. In the same way that North Carolina is creating huge problems for itself, to the effect the Attorney General is saying, I'm not playing, this is stupid, that North Carolina is saying that you have to go into the bathroom that's on your birth certificate, which makes, first of all, who carries around their birth certificate, for heaven's sakes? And if you're dressed, that part of what we do as human beings is accept that change happens. Change is not easy for anybody to accept, not only the person who's changing, but the people who love the person who's changed, and to acknowledge that change, even though it's difficult for us, because it's easier for us to remember who they were, because that's a comfort. But if it's painful for them to remember who they were, part of how we show respect and love is to acknowledge that new status that they have, including their new name. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.